Welcome back. Tonight we're going to do our third segment in class five, which relates to franchises. And we're going to talk about what is a franchise, its characteristics, examples of them. But remember, a franchise is not a business organization, just a manner in which business organizations operate. We'll just explain that distinction. What is a franchise? We're going to talk about its definitions, its formation, its operations, its advantages. We're going to talk about its termination. A franchise is defined in Anderson's Business Law as a method of doing business, not a form of a business organization. A franchise can be operated as a sole proprietorship, as a partnership, as a limited liability company, or as a corporation. The franchise agreement is a contract that sets forth the rights and obligations of the parties and governs the questions that arise under the franchise agreement. The Federal Trade Commission, which is a federal agency, defines a franchise under federal law to be a commercial business arrangement that satisfies three definitional elements. One, the promise to provide a trademark or commercial symbol. Two, promise to exercise significant control or provide significant assistance in the operation of a business. And three, require a minimum payment of at least $540 during the first 6 months of operations. Now, what exactly is a franchise? It's a contractual agreement whereby the owner of a trademark, a trade name, or a copyright licenses other businesses to use that trademark or copyright to sell goods or services. And it has to do so in a uniform and consistent manner with a similar process or product line. A franchisor is not, that's the person granting the franchise, is not liable to third persons dealing with its franchises. The liability of the franchisor may, however, be imposed on the ground of apparent authority of a franchisee or the contractual control of the franchisor. If the contractual agreement of the franchise provides for a huge level of control, then a franchisor may be liable. Absent that, they're not. Liability of a franchisor may also come out of product liability. If they deliver the products to sell as part of that uniform, consistent product that is offered, they may be liable under the theory of product liability because they're the ones who are in the chain of providing that product. What are some famous franchises out there? Many fast food restaurants, and this all started with McDonald's and Ray Kroc. He was the master franchisor. And things like McDonald's and Wendy's and KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Subway, they're all franchises. Many car dealerships, Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Volkswagen, Dodge, they're franchises. Hotels, Hampton Inn, Comfort Inn, Hilton, Fairfield, Motel 6. Gasoline dealerships, such as Mobil, ExxonMobil, Speedway, Sunoco, Gulf, Chevron, all those can be franchises. And lastly, a lot of fitness centers are franchises, Planet Fitness and Gold Gym, Curves, etc., are franchises. What do? They provide the trademark and then a uniform system of product placement. McDonald's sells you all their hamburgers and you sell the frozen hamburgers that McDonald's provides. And they provide similar advertising. They provide similar methodologies. You know, you cook the hamburgers for 2.4 minutes on the grill at 500 degrees. Those types of things are what the franchise provides, the franchise agreement provides. Hotels, for example, they all have to have a certain footprint. They have to look alike. They have, so when you go into one Hampton Inn, you know that when you go into another one, you're getting something comparable. And gasoline franchises, you got to buy your fuel from that gasoline company. And you will mobile, you will operate Sunoco fuel from them. Special issues involving franchises. Franchises, as we said, are not a form of business organization. They're the way that a certain business organization can collectivize with other business organizations to offer a uniform, standardized product that is knowable on a nationwide scale, usually. there are some certain protections. Automobile Dealers Day in Court Act, Petroleum Marketing Practices Act, zone prices for gasoline, all those relate to gasoline franchises. There's disclosure issues that are involved in franchises. And there's vicarious liability claims against franchisors whereby third parties can turn around and bring an action based on the franchise agreement. But what are some of the general principles? Again, franchises are not a form of business organization. It's a way that business organizations can collectively operate so that people know that they're all getting a uniform, sustainable product. Franchises are licensing agreements under intellectual property laws. They allow businesses which can be in any form they want. They can be a sole proprietorship. They can be a partnership. They can be an LLC. They can be a corporation. They allow those businesses to operate in a standardized, uniform manner across the nation. These businesses are individually and privately owned, but they conform to the uniform standards based on this franchise agreement. When you own a McDonald's, you're the individual owner, and you can own it through a partnership. You can own it through a sole proprietorship. You can own it through a corporation. You can own it through an LLC, but you have to follow that standard, uniform standards that is required in the McDonald's franchise agreement. These agreements allow for the standardization of products and processes, so as to build brand uniformity, so customers realize what they're going to get. It satisfies customer expectation on that. And franchises do not include just big companies, GE and Walmart and Microsoft. They Price Chopper, Koch Industries, Dell Computers. They're just big companies, and they're not owned by individual privately held companies. They're not franchises. The fact that they're all uniform, they're uniform by being held by a single owner and a single company. What franchises do is they don't own that company. They just provide for a payment into the parent company, McDonald's Corporation, and they'll provide them with the hamburgers, they'll provide them with the Golden Arches signs, they'll provide them with certain things under the franchise agreement, and the franchisee agrees that they're going to provide this uniform, standardized product so that when people go to one McDonald's, they think they're going to a McDonald's anyplace in the United States. That's it on franchises. Not a lot, but it's an important thing to recognize and understand. Remember, franchises, the key thing, are not a form of business organization. It's a way that you can agree with another business organization to provide a standardized product with other organizations that are similarly situated so that the customers have an expectation of what they're going to get. We're now going to move into our case, which is Cajillo, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much.